Will OpenWeight and local AI replace data center inference? Even as OpenWeight models and personal hardware advance, high-performance inference is likely to remain centered in data centers because of the relative gap with top-tier data center models, batching and hardware utilization, and demand for complex AI agents. However, for tasks where latency, privacy, and offline operation matter, a hybrid architecture combining local and data center models is likely to prevail. Future local models should be compared not with today's top-tier models, but with data center models available at the same time. Choosing a smaller model and deciding to run a model locally are two separate decisions. Data centers can reduce the cost per request through batching, dedicated accelerators, and high hardware utilization, but they are not always cheaper for every task. Local AI excels in environments where low latency, offline operation, privacy, air-gapped operation, and model control are important. A practical future architecture will likely be a hybrid approach in which local models handle immediate processing and request classification, while data center models perform complex inference. OpenWeight models are becoming small and efficient enough to run quickly, even on personal computers and smartphones. However, that does not mean we can conclude that most high-performance AI inference will shift from data centers to personal devices over the long term. While local models advance, state-of-the-art data center models, accelerators, and inference software are advancing as well. The key question is not, can a future laptop run today's state-of-the-art model? We need to compare which of the local and data center models available at the same point in time can complete the desired task more accurately and economically. Four concepts that must first be distinguished. Discussions about local AI often conflate how a model is released, its size, and where it runs. The following concepts are separate dimensions. Concept meaning, what it does not necessarily mean open weight a model whose trained weights can be downloaded, and run open source AI whose training data and complete training code are also public small model a model with relatively few parameters and low computational requirements, a model that runs only on personal devices, local slash on device inference runs close to the user, such as on a smartphone, laptop, or workstation, an execution method that is always inexpensive or environmentally friendly self-hosting runs on servers, or in a private data center controlled by an organization running on a personal device. OpenWeight models are provided with licenses that grant rights to distribute and modify them, but the scope of permitted use and redistribution terms vary by model. The fact that the weights are public should not be taken to mean that the training data, training procedures, and source code are all public as well. The local versus cloud binary is also insufficient. There are many execution locations between personal devices and large public clouds, including internal enterprise GPU servers, telecom edge servers, and private clouds. Future local models will compete with future data center models. Advances in model compression, quantization, knowledge distillation, and inference engine optimization may make it possible for future personal devices to deliver performance that currently requires server-class equipment. But this does not mean that local models will catch up with the state-of-the-art models of that time. The following data center capabilities are also advancing. Larger models and new architectures, such as mixture of experts models, high bandwidth memory, and high speed interconnects between accelerators inference systems that use long contexts and external tools serving optimizations such as batching, cache management, quantization, and speculative decoding compound systems, combining multiple models with search and code execution tools. The basis of comparison should therefore be relative performance rather than absolute performance. Even if laptops can run powerful models at today's level several years from now, data center systems available at that same time will likely be able to handle longer tasks, larger contexts, and more tool calls. Of course, there is no guarantee that this gap will persist permanently. If performance gains in large models slow down or small models cross the quality threshold for most practical work, local execution could become much more competitive. As user expectations grow, the standard for a good enough model also shifts typical tasks for early generative AI included answering short questions, writing sentences, summarizing, and generating code snippets. Users now demand longer-running tasks such as reading an entire codebase and consistently modifying multiple files, running tests, tracing the causes of failures, and making further corrections, researching multiple sources, and comparing conflicting evidence using multiple tools, such as browsers, databases, and terminals, in sequence completing long-term plans while remembering intermediate results for short and simple requests. Small differences in quality may not be very noticeable, but in multi-step AI agent tasks, errors at each step accumulate. Relatively weak models are more likely to lose track of goals or constraints, choose the wrong tools, or repeat the same failures. For this reason, users may choose a model with a higher likelihood of completing a task within their budget and latency requirements, rather than merely one that can run. Even a model that was once outstanding may feel frustrating for complex work after users have experienced a more reliable model. There is also an effect in the opposite direction. If quality improvements beyond a certain level make almost no difference to actual work outcomes, an inexpensive small model is a reasonable choice. Ultimately, model selection should be evaluated based on completion rates for one's own tasks, the number of retries, and review time rather than benchmark scores. The structural advantages data centers have in inference costs batching spreads the cost of reading model weights across multiple requests to generate tokens. An LLM must repeatedly access large weights and intermediate states in GPU memory. In particular, decoding with small batches can be heavily constrained by memory bandwidth, as well as computational capacity. Data centers can group requests from multiple users or use continuous batching to process multiple tokens with a single access to the weights. When many requests continue to arrive, a new request can take the place of one that has finished, reducing accelerator idle time. Because individual users generate few simultaneous requests, it is difficult for them to achieve this effect at the same scale. However, indiscriminately increasing batch size raises time to first token and per request response times, while also requiring more KV cache memory. The data center advantage lies not in batching itself, but in the ability to coordinate many requests around latency targets. Dedicated accelerators and system configurations are different consumer GPUs, can also provide excellent performance for local inference. However, large data centers can generally use greater accelerator memory capacity, higher memory bandwidth, high-speed interconnects between accelerators, and server-grade networks. These differences become important when distributing large models across multiple systems or processing long contexts. This does not mean that data center GPUs are more economical than consumer GPUs under all conditions. If a small model is used intermittently and suitable equipment is already available, the cash outlay for local execution may be low. Conversely, if high throughput must be sustained or resources are shared among multiple users, the advantages of server hardware and specialized serving software become greater. Utilization changes total cost, treating inference costs as zero merely because the purchase price of a local GPU has already been paid understates the economic cost. Total cost includes purchase costs for GPUs, memory, storage devices, and power, supplies depreciation or opportunity cost over the equipment's useful life, electricity and cooling costs during inference time spent on installation, updates, incident response, and security management low utilization. While the equipment sits idle, data center services also incorporate accelerators, networking, electricity, labor, and provider margins into their fees. Whether local execution or an API is less expensive, therefore, depends on usage volume, model size, whether equipment is already owned, electricity rates, response speed, and operations staffing. Estimates showing efficiency differences of dozens of times in a particular environment should not be treated as universal ratios for every environment. Results can vary substantially with batch size, input and output length, model architecture, quantization level, hardware, and latency targets. Small models and local execution are not the same choice. Small models may be sufficient for simple classification, structured information extraction, short summaries, command routing, and basic proofreading. However, choosing a small model does not mean it must run on the user's device. Small models can also achieve high utilization by batching large volumes of requests in a data center. Conversely, a large open weight model that an organization needs to control can run on its own servers. It is more accurate to divide the decision into two stages. Choose the model size and type that meet the quality and functionality required for the task. Choose the execution location that fits latency, cost, security, and operational conditions. Conflating these two stages can lead to incorrect conclusions such as small models are efficient, so local execution is efficient, or a large model is needed, so a public cloud must be used. Conditions where local AI has a clear advantage interfaces where low latency is essential in voice. Conversations, keyboard correction, camera processing, and real-time control, network round-trip times and connection variability can significantly affect the user experience. A small local model can handle wake word detection, voice preprocessing, simple commands, and immediate feedback. Environments with no internet or unreliable connectivity on aircraft, ships, disaster sites, in remote areas, and on equipment in transit, offline operation itself is a core capability. Even if a data center model offers higher quality, it is not an option if a connection is unavailable. Environments where personal or confidential information cannot be sent externally, healthcare, finance, defense, research and development, legal work, and internal corporate data may be subject to regulations and contracts that restrict transmission to external APIs. Local or self-hosted models offer the value of direct control over data boundaries. However, local does not automatically mean secure. Device theft, malware, access control errors, logs and temporary files, and model supply chain issues still need to be managed. Security levels in public clouds also vary depending on encryption, retention periods, regional options, and contractual terms. When direct model control and experimentation are required, open weight models are useful for researchers analyzing internal behavior and for developers modifying quantization, fine-tuning, and inference engines. Self-hosting also becomes more valuable when fixed model versions, detailed logging, reproducibility, or custom deployments unavailable through an API are required. Conditions where data center inference is strong, the following types of work generally provide strong reasons to use data center resources. Tasks requiring very large models or long context tasks that analyze large code repositories and document collections all at once, long-running AI agent tasks that use multiple tools, services that continuously process requests from many users, organizations that need specialist operations teams to handle incident response, scaling, and model updates, multimodal processing that requires multiple accelerators and large amounts of memory, the value of a data center is not limited to a single model's token generation performance. It is also important that search indexes, databases, sandboxed code execution, observability tools, and safety policies can be operated as a single system. Why hybrid AI is a likely direction, a practical design, divides tasks rather than permanently choosing either local execution or data centers. Stage functions well-suited to local models, functions well-suited to data center models, input processing, voice detection, transcription assistance, personal information masking, large-scale multimodal understanding, request assessment, intent classification, simple commands, routing interpreting, ambiguous goals and complex planning execution, device settings, short summaries, cached answers, in-depth research, large-scale code analysis, long-running agent tasks, safety and recovery, filtering sensitive information before transmission, offline fallback, central policy enforcement, advanced risk detection, analysis of complete records. For example, a local model on a smartphone could process speech and remove sensitive information before sending only the complex parts to a data center model. If the network connection is lost, it could continue providing limited functionality locally and hand off difficult tasks once connectivity is restored. With this architecture, users may feel that they are interacting with local AI, even though the most difficult computations are performed in a data center. Conversely, sending only the necessary information instead of all raw data to a server can reduce the scope of exposure for personal information. Easily overlooked variables. Operational reliability and routing costs. Model comparisons often stop at accuracy, token speed, and API pricing. In real systems, operational reliability and routing failures determine overall efficiency. A hybrid system must decide which requests to complete locally and which to send to a server. If a weak model mistakenly takes on a difficult task, it may fail several times before eventually calling the data center model. In that case, the user pays for local computation, latency, and server costs alike. Conversely, always sending even simple requests to the most capable model increases unnecessary costs and data transmission. A good router therefore needs the following capabilities. Criteria for estimating task difficulty and required context, a method for detecting uncertainty in local results, a policy for escalating to a more capable model when failure counts or time limits are exceeded, procedures for removing sensitive information or obtaining approval before server transmission, an evaluation framework for managing version differences between local and server models. These factors are easy to overlook in a simple hardware comparison. Future competitiveness may depend less on possessing the largest model than on how accurately tasks can be assigned to the appropriate model and execution location. How to compare cost and performance directly to choose between local execution and a data center. At minimum, the following items should be compared over the same period and using the same unit of work. Monthly equivalent cost of local execution, monthly equivalent equipment cost plus electricity and cooling costs, plus value of operations, time plus failure and replacement costs, dividing this by the number of tasks successfully completed in a month provides an estimate of cost per task. Using successful tasks rather than raw token counts accounts for the costs of retries and human review. Monthly data center cost, input and output usage fees plus storage, search, and tool usage fees plus network costs plus management costs when using reserved or dedicated instances. Unused time must also be included in the cost. Quality metrics to measure together percentage of tasks completed without modification, average number of retries time to first response and total completion time spent on human review and correction service, interruption and network, failure rates, scope of sensitive information transmitted externally. Rather than drawing conclusions from a few short test requests, it is better to create and compare a fixed evaluation set representative of actual work. Energy use and environmental impact cannot be judged by execution location alone. Local processing does not always use less energy merely because it reduces network transmission. Data centers can benefit from high equipment utilization and efficient cooling, but they also impose the burdens of operating large-scale facilities and demand on power grids. The following factors must be considered together when comparing environmental impact. Actual electricity consumed per task, average equipment utilization, data center cooling and power losses, carbon intensity of regional energy sources, embodied emissions from manufacturing GPUs and devices, computation wasted through model failures and retries even with the same model. Energy use per task can differ between a personal GPU with long idle periods and a server operated with large batches. Conversely, briefly running a small model on an existing low-power device may be more efficient than calling a server. Universal claims about environmental friendliness that do not disclose the measurement scope and task conditions should be treated with caution. Three changes that could put local AI at the center. The data center-centric outlook could also change. If data center supply is constrained by external conditions, power grids, semiconductor supply, regulations, or data sovereignty issues could make it difficult to scale large-scale centralized inference. If the efficiency of small models improves much faster than that of large models, If models that can run on personal devices approach large models in real-world work quality, there will be less reason to pay for additional performance. If most tasks reach a quality saturation point, if larger models produce almost no perceptible improvement in task success rates, the cost, latency, and security advantages of local execution could prevail. However, there is also insufficient reason to assume that only large models will stop advancing, or that user expectations will remain fixed. As models become more capable, users tend to assign them longer tasks and more difficult problems. Conclusion: local AI is not going away. Its importance is likely to grow in areas that require voice interfaces, immediate responses, offline functionality, privacy protection, closed networks, and model control. However, the fact that local models are advancing does not by itself justify the conclusion that high-performance data center inference will be replaced. Data centers are also advancing through more capable models, dedicated hardware, batching, and high utilization. In complex inference and long-running AI agent tasks, small performance differences can produce large differences in final task success rates and review costs. Over the long term, the division of roles, therefore, matters more than whether local execution or data centers prevail. The most realistic direction is a hybrid architecture in which local models handle input processing, immediate responses, sensitive information protection, and request routing, while data center models handle work requiring large-scale resources and high inference capability.